our sexuality.
I'm not here to talk about our sexualities, the LGBTQIA plus issues, and things and much more. More excited this episode. We want to hear some weird hookup stories and dating stories, or anything else. We're loving to hear. Email us at tyandjermaine.com. And also, before we start, we have Patreon. You can join us at The Art of Sexuality. Just search it on Patreon. We got $5 for the Tic Tac Crew, $10 for the Slim Thick, and $20 for the VIP Plus. I love you, VIP Plus. And let's start the episode. I'm Jermaine Galindo.
I'm Tyron Simon.
Yes, and today we're discussing summer. So when you think of summer, what's like the first thing that you want to do?
Well, as I have previously stated, summer is my season. Summer is where I thrive.
That's nice for you.
Yeah, I know you don't care for summer, but I fucking love summer. I just I don't know. Maybe it's because I get to wear shorts. I don't have to wear a coat outside.
I wear shorts all year round.
No, I'm not. You would never catch me dead wearing shorts in 30 degree weather. Absolutely not. But
you want your legs.
Yeah.
They're mine at the moment.
But for me, yeah, summer is just, I know people complain about it being, it's so hot.
Damn straight, it's too damn hot.
Would you prefer it to be 5 feet of snow on the ground? The
fuck? Yes. I like layers. Layers work. And then I have a theme. I have my favorite color on. So I'm going to get my stretch coat. If it's that cold, I get to have my burgundy stretch coat.
Why the fuck would you want to be uncomfortable like that? Absolutely not. I hate being bundled up. I hate...
With your man?
I hate being layered up.
Even it's have cocoa?
It's uncomfortable.
Sounds delicious.
No, absolutely not.
I love it.
But,
hot ass damn summer.
Yeah, summer is my season. Just turn on some AC and, you know, go outside, you know, get in the pool, go to the beach.
That sounds like a vacay. So, summertime is very fun for most vacations. My summer vacations normally in the past was a family reunion. Whew, that's probably why I don't like summer. You always got to do everybody you don't really fuck with at family reunions. So,
I just stopped going.
Oh, I don't mind them. I mean, the reason why I still go is because you never know who you can be sleeping with. And you don't want to fuck your cousin. That's not nice. That's not nice. You don't want to be like, ooh, we third cousins? I don't want that. I don't need that. Not in the South. We got kissing families. We're too close to Virginia.
Well, first of all, how do you not know your family line that well? You fucking cousins.
That's the point. You gotta keep going so you can find out who the cousins is. Mm-mm. You what? Cousin? You a cousin? Okay.
Well, see. Okay, so, for instance, like this past weekend, our country cousins came into town.
Okay, how were they?
Fine.
Tell them they had a good vacay.
I did not see them because I was at work, but they were here. And, but, like I said, usually we would have a big family vacation in South Carolina in the middle of the summer. Usually August or June.
No, July?
Not really. Because, yeah. But, yeah. For me?
For you?
For me?
Family vacations are fun.
Yeah, but...
The reason I go to family reunions also is for tradition. So, like, I come from a family where my granny made us go. And anytime I go to family, my granny, I was, like, right there.
Okay, but so, we're talking about for me?
I mean, for yourself, how you like it?
For me? I mean, don't get me wrong. I guess because the location, because this was Lake City, South Carolina. If you don't know it, it's because it's literally the little town you stop by before you go to Myrtle Beach. So that's why you probably don't know the name of it. But yeah, it's hot, it's humid, the mosquitoes are
so it's hot in the summertime? Oh no.
No.
Unheard of.
No, listen. I'm talking about country heat.
Country heat. It's country in the damn North Carolina.
No. Country South Carolina heat. That's different.
And not chocolate. To mention, and this not is so funny. I think you just and not to mention here apparently. He's like,
and not to mention, you got fucking cockroaches bigger than your damn fingernails.
Okay, that's a good
and
one.
Shit it's, like that. Yeah.
Okay, this got very detailed. I'm just actually about to summer vacation.
I'm telling you, I literally saw a freaking what's that thing? It had wings. I never seen one that damn big in my life. It like it's gonna eat my foot.
This is really black.
But yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm talking about that deep in the country.
Okay.
No.
I mean, I got a countryside family, but we always had fun there.
I mean, we had fun, but yeah, I don't wanna.
We chased a chicken.
The fuck? No.
That's really funny. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a bit of a child. As an adult. I do want to do. I'm not gonna lie. I was gonna try to plan a vacation before the fall enters, but I don't know if it's gonna happen. But it's because August is so like quick, and then I have now all these dates coming up, like comedy dates, and I'm like, okay. And then something's happening pretty soon, but this month before it ends. Well, now you're hearing this. I did a recording on the 25th. And so that's really important. So vacations for me now isn't vacations. So like soon I'll be going out of town to like open mics or doing competitions. Those are going to be now my version of a vacation.
That's not a vacation.
And the thing is, me having fun on stage and watching other comics, that's going to be my vacation. And then coming back home.
Baby, that's not a vacation. Well, that's just called going out of town for work.
But that's the point right now that I'm going to be doing that instead of my traditional version of it. Like, I think vacation, I think of taking, you know, your boo, looking your person somewhere and maybe going to like the beach or like, for me, my natural impulse is like maybe even going to the woods. Or, like, camping. I don't know why I want to go camping so bad.
God.
I think the reason I want to go camping because, like, you can have sex in the woods.
Okay, listen. Me and you.
Yeah, I'm talking about sexual never, stuff here in a minute.
Listen, we me and you.
Very clean.
Never going on vacation together. That is the worst vacation you can think of for me.
Camping?
Yes.
But, like, I don't want to camp. I want to just have, like, I want to.
Like a camper?
No, I'm not that person. I want us to drive either both our vehicles or our one vehicle, and we go to a cabin. I want cabin love.
Okay.
We can go and I do want to, like, go to the lake and everything. I want to go to the lake and maybe have, like, relations in the woods. That'd be fun. Vacations are very fun, but also very hot.
Listen, I like how I rolled my eyes at that. And this is coming from a person who fucked a married man outside of a closed Family Dollar. So, yeah.
We're going to get to the things being wild. But,
yeah.
Summertime is fun. I will say, like, this is some type of summer feeling. So, like, you naturally lose so much weight. I don't know if I've done the theory on the podcast yet or not. So, you lose weight and gain weight throughout the course of the year. You naturally gain and lose about 20 pounds in a year. So, like, around summer, you lose about 13 to 15 pounds. Because in spring, once spring occurs, it's like you lose 5 pounds. Summer, you stop wanting to eat so much because anything can weigh you down and make you, like, not want to do nothing. It's something about the summer heat can mess you up, though. Ooh. So, I keep thinking, like, last year, I started eating, like, all the, like, frozen lemonade pops. They're so good. The fruity pops. So delicious.
Well, that's just, like, for instance, like, summer, I have to kind of disagree with that because in summer, I like to eat ice cream. Like, I almost made me like a little vanilla float.
A vanilla?
Yeah, vanilla ice cream with Cheerwine soda, a float.
No, you call it a Cheerwine float. You don't call it vanilla float.
You know what I meant.
No, because you made it sound very basic. I said, ooh, not him being white as hell. I was like, vanilla. What is he? What did he get? RCW? On A&W?
Shut up.
They got me. Summer foods are fun. What kind of things did you eat for summer that you don't eat, like, year-round?
Well, I just like lighter foods in the summer.
As a chef, so, like, what do you prepare? Like, say if you're going on for a date or preparing for a date, what would you make your person?
Well, see, for dates now, I like to go out because cooking's a lot. But my boyfriend is coming over this weekend, so I have to cook. But anyway,
what do you feel like? Well, this is now past. And what do you feel like you want to create for him?
I don't know. I am looking at recipes right now because I want to do something. I don't want to do something basic. I want to do something that wows him.
You know, I like that you're skirting. So just name off stuff that you want to, you know, create.
I think I want to do like a chicken marsala or something like that.
Chicken marsala, what's it?
Or chicken chardonnay.
Who's chicken chardonnay?
Y'all.
Hold up. Y'all. It's chicken chardonnay.
Y'all.
I have a cousin in chardonnay, so
I literally turned my whole head away from him. You've never had chicken chardonnay?
No.
Okay, you coming over too.
I'm not going.
No, you're nice. Coming over.
It's romantic moments. Go have them with your person.
No.
What is it?
We gotta fix this. I'm gonna fix you a plate. How about that? But so chicken chardonnay. Mm-hmm. I haven't made it in a few years. But
years?
It's basically you make a gravy with the chicken chardonnay, and it usually has mushrooms in it. Ooh. So,
awesome. Yeah,
it's really good. I love chicken chardonnay.
What else you gonna make?
Probably some risotto.
What's risotto?
Good Lord.
It's
a rice.
It's a rice?
Yes, that's how I'm gonna have that to explain to you, but yeah.
Okay.
It's a rice.
Sounds like a cheesy rice, but okay.
It is. It's good. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had a friend in culinary school. She made the best risotto. Oh my God. Okay. But anyway.
That's what's up. Okay. Any desserts? Like peach cobblers.
Probably not, but maybe. Yeah.
Oh, you make your own. You're going to make homemade ice cream? Ooh, like berries and stuff. Like berries and vanilla.
Did you say Dairy Queen?
This is a personal person. I'm just trying to do my best. This guy railroad. This guy real not romantic. Not romance is a thing. But you gotta make sure a person knows you can cook.
But
it reminds me. I kind of am trying to. I was. Oh God. So my plan was. For September, I had thought of an idea,
but
I heard something.
And then, this is not to mention, I'm gonna be cooking this right after I get off because
you gotta work.
Yeah, I got work, and then he's gonna be here around 8. So,
really, that sounds romantic. Cooking it for the master.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean. I'm thinking about, so this wasn't a planned thing. We were just talking about summer foods, but I was thinking about summer romance moment. So, you know, my person's far away. So I thought about this is what we'll do. We get a king size bed. Right. He's been working way too much. So I got some sore muscle, relaxed, massage oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got, like, his favorite color is green. So I got the rose petals, then green, to devour the body. And then I also do, like, a test on his body with the petals. Wear short shorts. His favorite color is what? Green. And then play his favorite music on a boombox. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Where are you going to do this at?
Don't ask questions. You're done too far.
Wait, I'm just saying.
You're done too far.
You're going too far. You had everything planned out, but you don't have the location.
I mean, the location's the location. For king-sized bed.
Okay. I don't think this is well thought out, but okay.
I mean, it's pretty well thought of as a concept.
The concept is there.
I call it, it's a vibe.
But the location...
Where it's going to happen is where it's going to happen. So you ask me the questions. You're doing too much.
Okay. Sure. But...
But, like, for your person... So, like, summer is weird for a lot of people because some people are working too much, some people aren't. So, like, you either start, a lot of people do vacations throughout the whole time, and that brings back the same vacations, like, just like summer foods. Sometimes people who are overworked, I am one of those people. I am people.
We are.
I like how you try to group us.
No, like, we are because my job... I told you about my job off camera. Yeah, they.
You gotta take a little moment to yourself. Mm-hmm. So, personally speaking, I do really wish people would take a real vacation. I don't take real vacations because my comedy means more to me. Like, comedy for me is my life. So, that's my heart. So, now I do comedy and work and work out. So, I will be great and show room new for the stage. I don't work out just for the hell of it. I work out for health, businesses, and so on stage, I will never lose a train of thought. I'm, like, working through it at all times. So, I wish people took vacations all the time. Like, I feel like every season you should take a vacation. Like, when fall comes, I feel like you should go to the woods again to see the different colors. Just like a nature walk, but people probably won't do that. Fall is when people go to school, kids go back to school. And people are, like, catching up for work from the summer because everybody's always these crazy expectations. So,
well, honestly, like, just going back to dates for a second. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to do, like, a picnic date with me, if it is...
I don't call it a picnic date.
No, like a little picnic
date. I don't like that word.
Why?
Pick a nigga.
Girl, that's two different things. But anything...
That's what they used to do.
Anything. Anyway, that's two different things.
I cut lunch outside.
If you're not trying to do that in the spring or fall, and you're trying to do that in the middle of summer, absolutely not.
I mean, I'm not going to say that for summer. Summer, going outside, like, for a romantic moment, I like that. I like it only because this is your original moment. And you probably love, if you know me, as a romantic moment, we went outside, we walked, and you found some shade. So we set our asses at this table that people say has a P in the end and two I's and two C's. We sat at that type of table.
A picnic table?
A lunch table that's outside with shade. And you picked more likely easy foods. Or my favorite place to go, Bojangles. You bought Bojangles for me, guys. It's a romantic.
Okay, so we have established that Jermaine with no good food hit him on the face.
Excuse you. Bojangles has everything. I just tried their mashed potatoes. I found out delicious. So they got mashed potatoes. So, like, say we have lunch outside and we have Bojangles as the main thing. Oh, my God. So we get a 10-piece because it's me and you only. And I won't show you my true colors. I'll take the breast. I just don't like the breast. You can have dark meat. I have dark meat. I like white meat. So basically, we'll have that. And we'll have fries on the way. And we'll have fries there. So we can walk with the fries and everything be fresh. Then we have dirty rice. Dirty rice. And then you can have whatever you want after that. That's all I want. I'll have a biscuit. And we're fancy. I'll get a bulberry biscuit. So good. And then you would have
so you wouldn't know good food if it hit you in the face. Okay.
No. You set a time out in the park going to a lunch date outside.
But Bojangles, my nigga.
Excuse you? Yes. What you want, KFC? You want Kentucky? You want the Kentucky Fried Chicken? Oh, you want church? Oh, you want the New Orleans one? You want the New Orleans one? That's what you want? You want the Louisiana chicken?
You know what I want? You know what I want?
What?
I want to take a break. We're just going to take a break.
Alright.
And we're back.
Yes, before we get to the next thing we're going to discuss. So, I dominated the last thing about Bojangles. Because, it's my favorite one.
We're moving on.
What are you gonna do with the lunch at the? What are you gonna do if you had lunch at the park in the summertime? What would you have?
Honestly, just a traditional, lunch, like sandwiches, chips, stuff like that, like hoagies, stuff.
Hoagie?
Yes.
A hoagie?
You talk about eating fried chicken at picnic. No.
I mean, it's chicken. It goes through you. And it's fried.
It's delicious. Exactly.
That
fucking fried chicken. Mm-hmm. And you got shit in those nasty ass
park. Think we're going to use the bathroom there?
Park bathrooms.
Nah.
If you eat fried ass chicken, you will have to shit.
No, you don't. It doesn't go through you that fast. You need to get your bathroom shirt.
Okay.
But a hoagie.
Yes.
Ooh. Do you have a summer drink?
Sangria.
What's a sangria?
Oh my god. We're moving on.
My summer drink for me is lemonade. I like strawberry lemonade.
Okay, so.
I like berry lemonade.
So sangria.
Blueberry lemonade.
Sangria.
Mm-hmm.
It's an alcoholic drink.
Okay.
So, it usually has wine and liquor in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you usually put fruit, all different fruits. You put blueberries, strawberries, oranges, stuff like that in it, too. So, sangria is a pretty nice, mellow drink to drink. Because the reason why I like sangria so much is because, so we had a 50th birthday party for my college professor back in college, and they had some good sangria drinks, and it was so good. And I just kept sipping the whole party, and it was nice. But and then,
when was the sangria?
Huh?
When was he had a sangria?
Last summer. Because I've been making it ever since.
He ain't had a sangria then. Why don't you have your sangria? It's like been almost a month.
Because I usually do it around my mom's birthday.
That's next month?
August 3rd.
Let's see. I think you keep forgetting. One, I would not know your mama's birthday. Two, do you know my mama's birthday?
No, but I told you, August is a long birthday month for me.
Which we can also discuss that because this episode comes out right before August.
Yes, so August. August for me, my mom's birthday is August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin's birthday is August 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Then August 16th would have been my uncle's 55th birthday.
So it's the day of remembrance.
Yeah, basically. But then August 26th is my cousin's birthday. My male cousin's birthday. Then August 28th is my uncle's wife's birthday. So yeah.
That's a lot of birthdays.
And I think I'm missing somebody.
That's okay.
So yeah.
They have a great work of art. I'm feeling my cousin. So from that, today's being wild. We actually have not discussed that much sexual shit in a minute. Have we? Last time we talked about it was like spring, summer, fall.
Well, we had, no. Because we talked about the gays hooking up in Milk Bride. So, yeah.
Not really. There wasn't no sexual story there. It's just.
It wasn't a sexual story. It's just.
You ever like a wild times of being in the summer? I did cut you off. I cut you off a little bit. I apologize.
It's okay.
Okay, so
I know because like, I was thinking.
Any wild thoughts? Okay, so old me, the whore. Uh-huh. Well then he still stays. So I think I had like a wild 3 days. No, I had a wild day. So I once went all the way to Lexington to like. Yeah, I went to Top of God, and I like eating the groceries. Really good. And I don't know, he had a big penis. I just lopping off. My wildest day of the summer, because I get summer heat and like summer, like the vapors, you know, summer vapors. I think I had sex twice. And the same day, and then I had almost a threesome. So
girl, let me tell you, but a couple months ago, that's nothing, because this is how I know I'm a true whore. A couple months ago, before I started.
Don't call me girl. Though. No. Oh, sorry. Keep going.
We're both gay, so
just gay, not girl.
Okay.
It's a thing, girl. Go.
Okay. Okay. Whatever. So.
Come on with the whole life.
Anyway, let's just say I had sex with, technically 4 people within 72 hours. So yeah, there's a thing there.
You had spring heat?
You call it what you want to.
Well, I call it spring. Spring is a lot of like interestingness that comes. So like summer, I call them different things. Like summer is more of like a day of being wild. Like the heat can make you do wild things. Like, so now that I work out, this is my 3rd week working out. If you're keeping track, we stack episodes. So. I'm very horny at all times now, and it's because like my aggression, So like I have a lot of aggressive energy, and so the more I work out,
about testosterone.
Not so much testosterone. It's more like it's something like that. So I have a lot more testosterone like pump out of me. Mm-hmm. So like now I'm always more horny. So I'm like always willing. Like it's weird how far this in person, but I'm always so I ejaculate a lot and have to do self pleasure with both parts. So there are days where I have to like calm the whole within down a lot with like going somewhere and then like give myself 10 to 20 minutes to like pleasure my backside. You know, I call my buttocks monster. So I have to calm the beast that he is instead of like allowing him to like roam the streets and getting a STI. Don't need that.
Well, that's what condoms are for.
Oh yeah, I don't need to be going down there to have a new partner. I don't want that. And I'm not on prep, so I don't.
Oh well, prep only protects you from HIV.
I know this.
That. No, but a lot of people think, oh, I'm on PrEP, I can just bareback. No.
Yeah, I don't like bareback. And then once I enter or, like, commit with someone, I don't believe in wearing condoms. Because, yeah, it's just us.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing condoms. So, I'm, like, more into that right now. And that's what's fun. But also, like, I have to self-pleasure myself 2 to 3 times a day. Like once I get home,
that's a lot.
I have a very high sex drive. So like days of being wild when I was younger was like I was in the heat, like strong in the heat. So I'm from the days of Adam.
Like a dog.
I mean, you want to catch that
dog? He said, "In heat, like a dog."
I mean, that's the heat. That's okay. That's the vapors.
Okay.
You know about the vapors?
Okay.
The vapors. Never heard about the vapors. So when you have the vapors, it comes at you different. So like you just feel like ready. So there are wild times that happens at night. That's why I'm really grateful that I work at night and I'm part of nightlife. We'll have an episode soon about nightlife because we're both entering that field soon. So I'm kind of grateful that I perform a lot at night because I would be doing some wild ass shit on Grindr. I'm from the age of Adam for Adam, which I haven't been on there in so long. I do miss it. The same 16 people are always on Adam for Adam.
Listen, do you remember Craigslist? Craigslist? Oh my God.
I never really contacted too many people from Craigslist, but it is a fun moment to read all those things and like
Listen,
they still have the missed connection at Craigslist.
that's how I used to get my sex back in the day.
That was your days of being wild.
I'm telling you, so in college, that's how I met people because I did not have luck on Grindr until I moved back here for some reason.
No, Grindr changed for big people over the like recent years. Grindr, when I was younger, did not give me any hope. I was better off with Jack than Grindr because Jack was better for black people and we were black people and black. Whereas now, everyone wants a certain type of person.
So yeah, I used to hook up with people on Craigslist, the male for
You're really
male.
proud about this moment. This is very not the. This is. Oh, these days are being wild, but keep going.
Yeah, cause I was wild back then, and I remember before I graduated, I had to schedule my hookups to make sure none of them overlapped because I was leaving Charleston, South Carolina, and I wanted to have fun with some people before I left for good. So, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, you was doing that, say there was your vapors.
I don't get the whole vapors thing, but
Oh, it's a joke.
listen,
It's a joke there.
but
The vapors.
for me, it was the booty hole for me.
Oh. Damn it, Keisha. So, any like wild sex stories around the summertime?
Besides that, the guy I was talking about earlier, that married guy, who's by the way, did not tell me he was married until after we fucked. I fucked behind that close Family Dollar. Yeah.
Also, and he, I did a lot of wild shit. Ooh, 20s. I miss them, but I hate them. Ooh, having sex so many different places a lot at night. From 1 to 4 p.m. Oh, p.m. A.M. at night. The woods. At the place where you call, you say that word, I won't say it. So, as a P&N, the table. I've done the ones at that table about 4 or 5 times. I've been around a wreck. A lot of parks has been a part of my 20s, of my days of being wild.
Well, technically, when we first met, we went to a park, remember?
We didn't go to the park.
No.
We stayed in the car.
Yeah, we was trying to get in at the rec center at first, remember? But then we had to go to the school. So, which I don't recommend now because if it would have been caught, we would have been on the sex offenders list. But yeah.
Just thanks for not business like that, didn't you?
I'm just saying.
So we both had the vapors at one point, actually together.
Yeah.
And on the right side, we never had full on penetration sex.
No.
So that's why this works out. Because some people get really resentful if they have sex with people.
Yeah. But it's good that we can become friends from that.
Yeah, we're friends. Yay, friendship. So from days of being wild to hold on, hot boy summer. How you feel about hot boy summer?
Well, I should be asking you that, Mr. Short Shorts.
These aren't short shorts. I'm just fat.
Who wears short shorts?
Still not me. These are just because I'm fat.
I'm just picking on you because them shorts
This is just literally because of fab.
This long. My thighs eat my pants, my shorts up. So
he just won't let me make a joke.
I get the joke. I get the reference, but like I don't wear shorts. Like I have two short shorts, but I don't wear them around people. I wear them at the gym, and then afterwards I put my clothes back on. So like.
So you wear short shorts at the gym?
Not short shorts. They're shorts that my thighs eat up. So like I have two pairs. One is I think black and white. And the other one's black. It's like teal blue and gray. And I love them a lot. I was very mad because the most shorts I wore are Russell's. And Russell's had like only a few of those. And it made me so mad because like they're really good. I love shorts. I wear a lot of like athletic shorts. So this year, Walmart. Okay, so Reebok has been bought up by black people. Master P. And so they sold a lot of their merchandise to Walmart. So like naturally, I have a discount because I date someone that works at Walmart. And there's a story there that I'm not going to be honest about. I date someone that works at Walmart.
No.
That works at Walmart. You're not catching on to what I'm trying my best to say. I'm not telling people where I work at.
No. I'm just saying. So you get a discount if you have a partner at Walmart?
Mm-hmm. If you're married.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No.
Mm-hmm. So prior people, you know, because I dated this guy. I'm still dating this guy. And we fucking use this discount. If we ever get married,
Walmart to me just seems more like one of those companies. That's just say fuck the employees, so I'm surprised they extend that to their family.
Yeah, whoever if you're a significant other, if you're married, all of them, you both parties get the part get both the discount card. So you can save off the 10% of the 10%. So personally speaking, I buy a lot of shorts. I've been buying a lot of the Reeboks because they have these little styles. That's what I have on right now. If you're asking questions, we'll take a picture probably.
These are Walmart shorts too. I bought like 2 years ago. So,
like, which brand?
Probably Russell's.
I do miss like I would love Russell's pants. Russell's make the best shorts, but like this time they don't got enough of them. Like all the ones I like are gone, and it makes me so mad. Cause they had all these vibrant colors and stuff. Like they had lime green last year. That's like really, really bright. It was a moment. All right, how about summer? Summer rolled us off a little bit. How do you feel about how about summer?
How did I roll us off a little bit?
You were saying one of us wearing tour shirts, and I was like, oh, I don't think you understand. I'm just fat.
Okay, sure. But, Hot Boy Summer, listen, I'm all about Hot Boy any season, so for me, it don't have to be summer.
The weirdest thing is, so, people don't know this, okay, a little bit of insight. We do these as segments, sometimes we don't. One of us came up with the concept, Hot Boy Summer, and the other person is Jermaine.
No. You came up with the concept.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. So, we have summer. We had an idea, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, what do you think about summer vacations? Summer foods. Then I was like, days of being wild. That's my concept. I know because I wrote a story before it. And I was then you were like, Hot Boy Summer. So, that's how we got to this thing here called Hot Boy Summer.
No, I'm just saying for me personally. For me.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be summer for it to be hot boy. So, but it's nicer in the summer because you don't have to wear as many layers.
And so if your belly's out, have fun. If you're a little fickle, have fun in the summertime. Show off that you have the man boobs and moves. Show off that belly. Get that belly out.
I don't know about
if
you.
If you have a booty or you have thighs, shake it.
Listen, I don't know about you, but
You wearing a tank top to a damn pool?
No, yes. But no, but for me, it is more comfortable to wear shorts and a jock strap in the summertime than any other time. So, yeah.
You know, free ball?
No.
Why not?
Oh, that's right. You do. Pulling the jock strap.
No.
Why?
He has to breathe.
Okay.
And Monster has to breathe.
Okay. We will talk about that off the air.
Oh, my God. But, yeah. I mean, okay, so, first and foremost, don't forget, this is the LGBTQ Plus. One of us is bisexual, one of us is gay. So, us discussing this on air isn't a shock. Or isn't not a shock. I know this is something that we have not discussed before. So, a lot of people don't know this. To be a hot boy throughout the course of the summer, or do naughty shit throughout the course of the summer, people do nasty shit. And so, like, you'll see this going to this is to every woman that's bisexual or into men, or however you feel like, if you're attracted to men at all, you'll see a man, like, free ball. So, there's a free ball, there's something called, like, what is it, gray pants, gray sweats?
Yeah.
And you see a bulge?
Yeah, so, but I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel on that terminology. But
respect. I mean, look, it's basic, but it's fun to look at. So, like, throughout the summer, a lot of guys do hot boy summer different. A lot of us want to breathe. And a lot of guys get excited. And when they get excited, it's exciting to look at. So, most people free ball. And apparently, Tyron's like, he wants his guy to say he's just, you know, protected. And that's nice for him.
I like a little jockstrap moment. So
I don't. That shit hurt. Mm-mm.
Oh, which, by the way, if have you seen Halston yet?
Halston?
Yeah, on Netflix.
What's Halston?
The guy who invented Halston, but the designer Halston.
The mother fashion designer?
Yes.
Holston?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. No, I've not watched it. Gay movie, me and my niche films. Only thing I haven't watched mostly gay movies recently because I am from the age of, like, 2000 gay movies.
Listen.
1998 gay movies.
The first two episodes.
Oh, it's an episode.
Yeah. It's on Netflix, one of those binge things. So, So, the first two episodes, Halston is getting that booty hole blown out by a black man. So, just to let you know, like, the first 10 minutes of the episode, he's fucking a black guy. And the second episode, within the first 10 minutes, he is bent over getting that ass toe up. So, yeah.
It's not very pornographic time.
Yes.
I guess hot boy summer is this for some of y'all out there. I wasn't going too much into that shit, but you know what? Why not? A hot boy summer is a derivative of hot girl summer. If you heard the song, you know what I'm talking about. If you know who Meg Thee Stallion is, you know what I'm talking about. That's how you know who came up with the concept. I love Meg, but I won't talk about hot boy summer. But I do think hot boy summer is a very funny moment because you can have hot boy summer with your person. You can have hot boy summer as a single. Hot boy summer is mostly a mood. That's why I don't call it wild. The days of being wild. Days of being wild is kind of like a sexual theme. And when you sex fiending, it's also a version of that. It's called getting the vapors and having the heat. Whereas hot boy summer is like, all right, I got my body right. Or I don't. I'm at the beach. Guess what? They're going to see my body. I'm at the pool. They're going to see my body. Look at me getting drunk at 12 o'clock in the morning. 12 o'clock on a day. It's afternoon. Let me get a little fucked up. Hot boy shit. I feel like you can have so much fun in the summer. I love the fact that people will, like, do crazy ass shit throughout the summer. Like, there are always summer fights. For some reason, that's hot boy summer.
What?
Oh, my God.
Uh-uh.
I mean, that's an honest statement. Look,
absolutely not. You you have, this is going off the rails now.
But Hot Boy Summer? But Hot Boy Summer can be fun.
So, anyway, in conclusion, do your thought shit.
Yeah, have fun. But remember, wear a condom.
Wear a condom.
Get some lube.
Yes. Douche.
If you gotta, clean yourself up.
Yeah, don't be shitting on dicks. It's not cool.
I don't know what you just said. Yeah.
So, you can find us at the Artsexually Pod on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can find us individually at Jermaine Glando, at Mr. Chef Ty. Mm-hmm. We are on
Anchor,
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Overcast,
anywhere you can find podcasts. So
you do Spotify?
Yes.
Yeah, Spotify. Rate us with 5 stars for Apple Podcasts. But we're gonna read a lot of the we're gonna start reading them all.
We have no reviews, so
that's because we are so great at what we do.
Please get on that. We will read them live on the podcast.
And let's talk about our Patreon one more time. We got the $5 Tit Tech Crew, $10 Slim Thick VIP Plus, the $20 is VIP Plus. And with that, we'll see y'all next time.